like Darion.
Day one, so I think we're up to day 80, correct? Now, until now, we speak about the halachas of speaking lashon hara for a constructive purpose. That's what chapter 10 in Chavetz Chaim. We're speaking about speaking lashon hara for a constructive purpose. Now, let's see a case. The Chavetz Chaim is an example where such speech is forbidden. For example, Reuven has spoken lashon hara about Shimon for no constructive reason. Then you approach Reuven and you gently rebuke him. But he's not interested in your pious lecturing. As far as he's concerned, there's no sin called lashon hara. So you hear a guy talking lashon hara, goes and say, you know what, maybe it's not so good to speak. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Everything's fine. There's no such problem talking about people. It's beautiful. It's a nice thing to do. I'm trying to know. I'm glad you know you're allowed to discuss things. It's good to discuss it. Now, you want to tell other people, stay away from Reuven. Reuven is a poisonous person. He's a baal lashon hara. He likes spreading lashon hara, making fights. Right? Now, I'm going to go talk around and say Reuven is saying lashon hara about Shimon. Let's say I see Reuven talking about Shimon. If I'm going to tell everybody, by the way, those being Reuven's talking about Shimon, it's going to be Shimon, it could be Shimon will end up feeling bad now. Because Shimon never knew Reuven was talking about it. Again, whatever, Reuven is busy trying to spread lashon hara about Shimon. Right? Now, coming Shimon never himself never knew about it. So it could be it's not worth it to go tell everybody Reuven is speaking lashon hara about Shimon, because Shimon will get hurt from this. And this was called Shimon to have ill feelings towards Reuven. In such a case, you feel guilty of speaking rechilas. So the fact that your intention was to Ellis would not make this permissible. Fine, so we stop here at this thing. I'm Chavetz Chaim now. So now let's see. Now we're holding a verse in Makas Yud Gimel Amud Beis 13b. So now again, we have to go over just what's the three shittim. We have a three-way machlekas in our Gemara. We have machlekas between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. So for today, we're not going to talk about Rabbi Yitzchak so much, but we're going to go into Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So again, what do we say? What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva holds, right, what's our question now? Really, every law of the Torah, you transgress a negative commandment, you should get malchus, you get lashes. Now, what about if you're already also getting karis, or getting bestens giving you death for bestens? So then, do you still get malchus? That's our question. That's a big machlekes from Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Akiva, and each scenario is a big machlekes. Now, what does Rabbi Akiva hold?
If there's karis, then what?
There's guards and you can get with because of the chance of being true, right? There's no. Don't get double jeopardy.
Good. Fine. So, we basically said Rabbi Akiva holds that what? If you get cards, what does Rabbi Akiva hold? If you get cards, of course, Rabbi Akiva.
You can get Marcos.
If you get cards, Rabbi Akiva holds, you get Marcos. Because Rabbi Akiva holds, you get cards, you get Marcos. Good. And what does Rabbi Yishmael hold?
It doesn't matter. Either way,
you always get off. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds, you get Karis plus Malchus, and you get Misa. You get Misa's Besen. Right as of now, beginning of the morning, in the case of you get Karis plus Malchus, good, and Misa's Besen plus Malchus. That's Rabbi Shmuel. You always get both. Good. Cover Rekiva. Rekiva says, if it's Karis, then what's that one? Anybody knows?
You get Malchus.
If it's Karis, according to Rekiva,
you get Malchus.
No Malchus.
If it's Karis, then you're Rekiva.
Yeah, no, because you got a chance of doing Tshuva.
Could make Tshuva.
If it's Karis, you still
get Malchus. He doesn't get Malchus.
Right, why? Why do you still get Malchus?
Okay, she could do Tshuva.
You could do Tshuva. She says, right, but Rekiva says, if you're getting Misa from Bestin, he says best, if you get Misa from best, and then
no
Malchus. Why?
Because
why?
It's a worse
double jeopardy.
You can't get double jeopardy. But when you learn the pasuk, you can't get, it says Kedir Rajasa, you only get for one, you can't get double. So why over here? Because you get Karis and Malchus. What do you say? Rudy Rukiva says, why do you get Karis and Malchus?
Because you get two that take off one of them.
So he says, since you could, so you don't technically speaking have double jeopardy on you. you could do tshuva, and then this will be in parentheses. You could technically erase it, and therefore
you would still get malchus.
You still get malchus. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, at the end of the day, after yesterday's gemara, 2 days ago's gemara, in Rabbi Shma, what is Rabbi Shma's source for malchus?
Pasuk
l'tishma. Yes, pasuk. He says if you don't keep these to do, if you l'tishma lasses, you don't keep to do. But the maskara of the gemara, how do I know which law, which negative commandment goes into that pasuk or not?
It's
got to be like the... Law of muzzling. Right, that, I just want to make that clear, because we went through it quickly, right? The maskara of the gemara is, any law that's like muzzling has to be exactly the same criteria that had that you can't fix it, you muzzle, there's no way to fix that avera, and has an action, that's the maskara of the gemara. That's the end result of the gemara. Now Rabbi Akiva said it because you, oh, so now what's the Rabbi Akiva's source? The Akiva said you can't get double jeopardy, right? You can't get Nisa and Malkus because you can't get double jeopardy. So the question is, and that's Aruch Marte, what's the Makar, what's the source for his halach? Where do you get that from? He's just very nice to people. Oh, let's see the Gemara. Because look, Rabbi Akiva, we're holding down the Gemara.
What's the source
that Rabbi Akiva says you can't get double jeopardy? Where do you get it from? He's just being a nice guy? So that's today's Gemara. We're going to explain himself where he's coming from. So now we're like in the middle of the page. I don't know how many lines down.
Or is it, what's the source that Rabbi Akiva says that the guy is not five Mises Bezian? Marcus and Mises Bezian.
Right.
Is that the...
Yes. Which
means that's a different question a little bit.
That's going to be his third. I'm saying he's going to answer, you can't get double jeopardy. He said you can't get... Why can't you get... He said you can't get both.
Why is it one punishment with the grass?
No.
What are they asking here on my timer?
Rabbi Akiva might say, what's the reason? Why do you say?
What's the reason for what?
Why can you get Malkus on Mises Bezdin? Why not?
Right, that's the right.
Rabbi Akiva says, if Bezdin is killing you, you can't get Malkus. That's Shita's Rabbi Akiva.
Why is it?
So, where do you get it from? Why not? Why can't you get both? What is the same? You did a lot. Did you do a lot? You did a lot. Every lot gets Malkus. Yeah? You did a lot. A guy went and he's Mechal Shabbos. The Torah says, He gets Sila. So who says you shouldn't give him Malkus? Where did Rekiva get it from? Who told Rekiva you can't get Skiwa and Malkus? Why not? It's a good question. Where did he get it from? Where's it coming from? Basically, Rekiva said you can't get both. Who told him? Who told him you can't get Misa and Malkus? That's Argamar's question. Rabbi Akiva, my timer. What's the reason for Rabbi Akiva? Why can't you get both? Give him both. He did a lav. He gets skila. He also did a negative commandment. So give him both. Why not? So Rabbi Akiva, my time. Well, what's the reason you can't get both? My answer is kedei rish asai. Has to be like your wickedness. What does the pasuk say? If you have a fancy gemara, should be by pasuk gimel, probably on the left side of your gemara. If you have eyes about the gemara, yeah. If you have pasuk on the side of your gemara, it says we have this pasuk actually in the last parak. Vaya and is, and it should be, im bin hakoyser Russia. If he is like the son of a person who the Russia of someone who should get hit, then the pila hashefet, the shefet should bend him over, vehikol lefano, should hit in front of him. Kedei rishasa b'mispar. Kedei rishasa means according to his wickedness. So the Gemara makes a drasha. What's the Gemara's drasha? Let's see the Gemara. Back into the Gemara. Mishum risha achas, for one wickedness ata mechayva, you could make him liable. Basically, you could punish him by giving him lashes. But you cannot be mechayev, you cannot make him chayev, make him liable, mishum shtei rashois, for two wickednesses. Meaning, if you're giving this guy malchus, this is the only thing he did, you're giving to him. You're giving him one punishment of malchus. If he's already getting mises bezdin, you can't give him malchus. The pasuk says, when you're giving malchus...
It's the other way, no? If he's going to get the... Then
if you're getting Mises Bezdin, yeah, we won't give you Malkus. Why? Because the pasuk in Malkus reads, it says, this is his only punishment.
Singular.
Yeah. Which means he's not getting anything else. So you can't give him Malkus and then start throwing him off the roof. You can't give him Skila afterwards, because it's telling you singular. It says, Kederish Asa. It means, when Bezdin is giving you your Malkus, this is your punishment. Finished. Afterwards, you're going home. So if you're also going to do it, Mises Bezdin, we won't give it to you. We're not going to tell you, okay, get Malkus and wait online, wait until the guys are ready to push you off the roof.
That's which one?
Kedei Rish Asa.
Skila. He pushed you off a thing. Skila is he was stoned. He pushed him off. He pushed the guy off a two-story building, basically. And then they stone him afterwards. If he didn't die, then they stone him afterwards.
Which is putting a heavy stone in his chest until his ribs crush and he's...
Right. It's bad. They don't really stone him. Skila Srefa, Hereg. Hereg. No, Hereg. Hereg aside. Hereg aside. Right, Hereg.
So what
side? No, the Skila... Okay, whatever. The Skila Srefa, Hereg.
When you say Hereg, it means...
Sias. They say sorting. Sorting is the same word. But the Skila Srefa, Hereg, and Hereg. Fine, let's go further for now. Fine, let's go further right now. Fine. Again, so that's Rabbi Kiva's answer. Rabbi Kiva, where'd you get this from that you can't give two punishments? He said, because the Pasuk says, hit him according to his wickedness. Which means you only hit him on one thing. You can only punish him one best that it only has. As Rabbi once said, Hashem only gives the best over here a certain amount of midas hadin. In Shemayim, they know how to rahman is on you, this and that. Best thing could only be strict, a certain amount of strictness. We only give him a certain amount of power. The power is one punishment. If he's already going to get Misa, he's ready to get any death. Let's say he's going to get Skila for the Minchas Shabbos. We don't give him Malkus. Good? Everything's good? So now, what's why I ask a simple question? What does Rabbi Shmuel do with this? What did Rabbi Shmuel say? You get both. What did Rabbi Shmuel say? You get, Bestin's going to give you Skila, and the first we're going to hit you, and then he's going to give you Skila, we're going to give you both. So I, what does he do with this Pasuk? Where Pasuk seems to be telling me pretty clearly you can only give him one punishment. So what's Rabbi Shmuel going to do with this Pasuk? That's why it says Rabbi Shmuel, meaning we don't have to say, we don't have to say Rabbi Shmuel, what do you have to say about this? That's why it says Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel going to answer back? He says the following. What's he going to say to this? Hani mili. These words, meaning this halacha you're saying is by, when do you say this halacha, these words, that you only get one punishment? That's when you're dealing with misa umaman. When Bethan has to give a punishment, a penalty of death and money, or malchus umaman, or lashes and money, then Bethan could only make you liable for one of them. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you. No double jeopardy. Ava misa umalchus, but misa and malchus, misa arichti, it's one long Misa. When we're giving you lashes, it's not like we're giving you two different things. Bethan doesn't give you two different things. But over here, it's like one long death, it's like one long penalty. Now the Gemara Ksubis explains it a little different. It says, it wasn't where they bring that over here, this fancy Gemara, this super fancy Gemara, the Gemara from Ksubis, that says, what does it say? It says, the word of the Gemara Ksubis is that it's one body. Since they're both on his goofy, since they're both on his body, therefore the Torah lets Bethan give him, Malchus, and then we're going to give him also, let's say, Skila. Because if it's one's last year, one's monetary, or one's death and one's monetary, it's two different apples and oranges, Bethan could only do one. That's what the Rishon Lezion teaches me. But if it's, let's say, Malchus and, let's say, it's lashes and Misa, the Gemara Ksubis explains it's all on his body, just Bethan has permission to beat up this guy's body. So basically, you're allowed to get both. It's interesting. That's the thing Mara said.
When they say, like, Dine Mavros, which is obviously a civil penalty, are they saying that itself has a punishment to it? There's some sort of punishment, even though it's not Marcos and it's not...
Yeah, correct. Which means best...
That means you have to pay back the money, pay back 3 times. So they're saying it's honest, there's a penalty with...
It's considered a penalty. Even a regular case of mamas, considered. I don't think the Gemara's case is that, let's say you shoot a guy and you shot the bullet through his shirt. So now you kill the guy and you ruined his shirt. So maybe you have to pay his family for his shirt. You don't think about it ever. You just think about it, put the guy behind bars. You shoot an arrow through a guy and it kills him and it ruins his shirt. So there's a bloody shirt now. So you owe the guy. You have to get misa for killing a guy. You also owe him for the shirt, his fancy $100 shirt. It's all bloody now. So the guy said, no, too bad. You only get, there's only one pot. Bezin only makes you chai just for we kill you and you punt it for the money. That's the halacha. That's halacha. The halacha is kibbutz rabin. Usually it's kibbutz rabin. Here we're not bringing it because we're not dealing with stronger and less, but there is the jacon's kibbutz rabin. Here we're saying kederish. It comes from the same pasuk. Kibbutz rabin is from kederish.
But the mamma's in defense.
Doesn't matter. Bezin is their power to put things on you is limited. They could only put one thing on you, not two. Finish, even though it's a monetary thing. They can't give you two verdicts. One verdict per person. That's best, and that's the way it works. That's the halacha.
But what about for... That's for each case, right?
Okay, per case, yeah, correct.
Per case. So if he had multiple victims...
No, that's the difference. See, Reb Kimon the Rabbani is different. Kimon the Rabbani is even for two different cases, like Rabbi Yaakov's case. Kimon the Rabbani was saying when you have two multiple cases, then we give him the stricter one. Understand? Not necessarily in one case. He did two different things. He gets, so Kimon the Rabbani is given the greater one. That's a different halacha. Here it's where in one thing, because they were just saying, yeah, but they also say Kimon the Rabbani. Either way, it's the same concept. That
this reason, though, can't be because of Rachmanos. It can't be because based in...
I didn't say because of Rachmanos. It wasn't Rachmanos. I'm saying they only have a certain amount of midas that they could use. Not saying because of Rachmanos. Stop, that's halacha.
The other things works.
No, because it's all on the body. So once they're ready to be able to buy, they can say they could do the whole thing. You take this.
I understand, but it's from the far of...
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Right. I didn't mean it that way. I didn't mean it that way. I mean that they give us their limited power. I'm upset. Fine, good. So again, so why is this an interesting story? If you think about exactly what this means, that when it's lashes and misa, then Bestin has the power to do both. Because why? It's like it's all on the body. What's the lashing where I can't find it? Wrote it down over here. Basically, the Mara says that it's one. It's a misa. Really, it's one long misa. Okay. So the Mara Ksubas Lama Zayin on base 37b says misa Marcus the idi begufei. They're both on this one, and this one is on his body. Ema misa arich, they say it's one long death. So since they're both on his body, that's Rabbi Shmuel Svar. Obviously, you could argue, and Rabbi Kiva does argue on there. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold on that. Rabbi Kiva holds. I'm sorry, you can't give both, even if it's me. Right? What does Rabbi Kiva say again? What's my choice, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva said you can't give two punishments. So therefore, misa is best, and you're giving the guy a skiva. Let's say we won't give Malchus. Come to Rabbi Shmuel and say no. I agree with you, usually you don't give double jeopardy. This case is different. Since they're both in the guy's body, once you're butchering him, you can start whipping him first and then throw him off the cliff afterward. That's fine. It's one thing, it's not like two different deaths for Rabbi Shmuel's far. Obviously, you can argue, but Kiva argues. Kiva said, I don't like that as far. There's no such thing. They can only do one punishment, even if it's both on his body. One punishment for a bestin. So that's the choice between Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Good?
Yes.
Fine. Now, let's see. So now, this is Rabbi Kiva's source. Rabbi Kiva, we said your source is you don't give Misa, you don't give death for Embest and Amanka because you can only give one jeopardy. Fine. When I said 1 second, Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Ihaki, what does if so mean? If so always goes back onto his original point. If so, if this is really your Makar, this is really your source, then you don't give double jeopardy for this pasuk. Chayv Krisis Nami. It came to Chayv Kris also. Chayv Krisis Nami. Chayv Krisis also. You shouldn't be able to give Malchus. My Amrit, what did you say? She'imasu tshuva. You told me the whole thing. If you do tshuva, then you won't have one jeopardy. Hashem, yes. Now, however, right now, Layavdi, he didn't do tshuva. So as of this minute, the guy didn't do tshuva yet. Let's say the guy did not yet do tshuva. So if he's Chayv Kris this minute, he didn't yet do tshuva. Let's say he didn't do tshuva, so we should give him both. We shouldn't be able to give him.
Consider two punishments.
Two punishments. Means, again, what do we keep saying? You can't give Misa and Malchus, why? You can't give two punishments. But he said you could give Karis and Malchus. Why? What was this far he said at
that point? Karis can clean up, so it's only considered one punishment.
Karis can clean up. So you have one punishment, then. But I said, who's telling me this guy did tshuva already? Maybe he didn't do
tshuva. During that time, he hasn't done tshuva, you give him two punishments.
Yeah, so as of right now, the guy just did that there, and we ask him, you ready to do tshuva yet? I'm not ready yet, I got it, you know? He's not doing tshuva yet. You ask him, he'll tell you he didn't do tshuva yet. That's the guy, he tells you he's not ready. He said, I'm waiting, I need some time, I don't know.
But to do this more than 7 hours.
Yeah, he needs another 6 hours. So you did tshuva yet, real tshuva yet? Not yet, I'm trying. So for now, let us give him up. So right now, we shouldn't be able to give him up, because we best we have to wait, we should put a weight on him. If you do tshuva, then we'll give you Malchus. Maybe the guy doesn't want to tell us he did tshuva, because if he tells you the tshuva, then we're going to give him Malchus. So let's say this guy, he didn't do tshuva yet. So how could Bestin automatically give this guy Malchus? Maybe he didn't do tshuva yet.
But how does the earthly court have any control over what happens in heaven?
You don't, but...
Exactly, that's the point.
If he doesn't clean up, still getting cars, even though it's in heavenly court, because there's a punishment.
But we can't give him two punishments down.
We could, it's not true. Yeah. It's not the Gemara's Svar. You always say it's not the Gemara's Svar, it's your Svar. Then why doesn't the kid? The Gemara's Svar is that what? That you can't give two what? That what?
You can't give two punishments. And if he didn't do tshuva, so then he's going to get cars, so then you can't give him Malchus.
Oh, that's the Gemara's Svar. So as of now, who said he did tshuva? If he didn't do tshuva today, so we can. How can you tell, put the guy, you know, bend the guy over and start whipping him today? If he didn't do tshuva today, he still has karas on him. So right now, he has two punishments.
That's the one. Yeah.
Yes, so that's the one's karas for Rabbi Kiva. How do you get the guy? Yeah.
Even though it's a punishment in heaven, it's still considered a punishment.
Yeah, you can't have two tags on you. Right. Everybody's asking. It doesn't matter, even though one is from Shammai. You can't have two tags of punishment. If you already have one tag of curse, we're not going to put another tag on you. We don't put two tags on you. One tag per person. Okay.
So he's got curse on him already. So he asked him, does the guy, did he do tshuva?
He says no.
He says no.
I'm trying.
Now you have makos on you.
No, but now we can't give you makos, because if you didn't do tshuva yet,
right.
So as of now you have curse, we can't
right.
put a second tag.
Right.
If we're keeping his whole story, you have two tags. You can't give matzah, so he has two tags, maybe. The guy will tell you straight up, I'm trying to do tshuva, I'm not ready. You know, this guy, I'm not ready, I'm trying, I need some time, maybe a few years, I don't know. So
I don't need Malkus.
Doing it the other way around. First, you got to give the guy matzahs. And why do you give the guy matzahs? Because the guy could potentially do tshuva.
Okay,
that's according to Rabbi Akiva.
Yes, so why is asking?
You give the guy matzahs.
So we're asking.
Right. No. So originally the guy has makos on him.
Oh, what? No. Go one sec.
He
has cars on him.
What came first?
Cars came
first.
What came first?
Doesn't matter. Cars came first.
He killed somebody. He did something.
Let's say cars. They're together. They get together.
What came first?
They both came the same
time. No, they didn't.
The car is going to be car
Malkus.
What a man would get cars.
You get it. You have to have a court case.
Ah, that's why he doesn't need a strapper
car. You don't have a court case.
So again, you don't need nothing. You got cars automatic from Shemayim. The second you did that here, you got cars on you. So you have a tag of cars. The minute you did the guy did that here, he has cars on him.
Yeah, but
the
how did he get them
up? Because the guy warned him. Before the guy did it, someone warned him. By the way, if you're going to do this, you're going to get cars.
So then you hold the same time.
How does Rabbi
Akiva
hold the Yavim gets Mafas on him?
That's
as Rabbi Akiva holds the Yavim gets Mafas. If he already has cars on him.
He don't meet his best, and his cars to meet his best. And again, there's two cases. The case of cars. So again, if the guy did something, then he ate chametz on Pesach. A guy, he's ready to bite into his bagel, and the guy tells him, if you eat that bagel, you're going to get cars, and you're going to get malchus. That's what the guy won. According to, let's say, the Gemara right now, he won the book. According to the simple shot, have a meal in the Gemara. Let's happen on. Good, you get cars and malchus. Good, what did Rabbi Akiva say happens to you? What did Rabbi Akiva tell me? He said, we can give you malchus. Ah, you have two tags on you. So the tag of cars is not a real tag. Since you can just pull it off, you can do tshuva. It's not a real tag. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So why ask, what do you mean? But right now, if you do tshuva today, who could have theoretically you could pull that tag off? Right now, he has a tag on him. Yeah, big dog tag. He says, I'm chayav karas. Right? So right now, how can you give the guy malchus? You can't give the guy extra tag. That's the worst question. So, right? If the guy is chayav misa, so if it's misa, Rabbi Akiva says, the same, the guy is a tag of misa, we can't give him lashon. See, if the guy right now today, he has a tag of karas on him, so how can we give him malchus? That's the worst question. Rabbi Akiva says, give the guy malchus because he could erase that tag. But right now, he has that tag on him. So what's the difference in the future, theoretically? You ask the guy, Shem, I'll tell you, I didn't do tshuva yet, I'm trying. I don't feel bad. You ask the guy, you feel bad about eating the bagel? Some guy, he said, no, I don't feel bad. I'm about to do tshuva, I don't feel bad, I don't feel anything. I don't feel good, I don't feel bad, nothing.
So.
What?
Don't feel cars.
Don't feel cars, I don't feel anything on. So we should, you have a tag of cars on you still. So we can't give you malchus. The Hebrew keep say, automatic, give him malchus. Okay? Depends. What's the case?
Right, but until he drops dead, you can still give him malchus.
No.
Because chorus is an early death, right?
Yeah,
but Rabbi Akiva should be able to. What's that? But
there's an age.
The problem is a question. Rabbi Akiva said that we give him malchus. Our question is, how's Rabbi Akiva so short to give this guy malchus? Maybe he has the chorus tag on him.
But you don't know that. Maybe he did tshuva, but
maybe,
you don't know.
Yeah, but you have to put things the other way. We can't give. You're saying on one hand, maybe Rabbi Akiva is saying maybe he did tshuva. But if we don't know, let's say I don't know. Or if he tells me he didn't do tshuva, how could I give him malchus? How could I be so sure that he already did tshuva and give him malchus? That's the question.
But then, if he's saying he's doing tshuva just to get away from the malchus,
he's not. The tshuva is going to give him. If he does tshuva, so then he gets malchus. If he does tshuva on the karis, then best of the job. Even though you did tshuva, we still do our job. We don't tshuva. This best of down here don't care about tshuva. Tshuva is for upstairs. We got to do our job. You did a crime. We hit you. Don't tell you did 6 hours, you did 20 hours. It doesn't help us. You get malchus anyway. So your tshuva will erase the Shemayim. That's the Shemayim's job. Our job is we don't know what goes on inside your brain, inside your heart. You do aver, we give you malchus. Finish. That's Besdin's job down here. Tshuva doesn't help for Besdin down here. So you'll erase. So that's the Gemara's question. So let's see again inside. Ula Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, they told me you can't give double jeopardy, so you don't give Misa and Malkus. Ihachi, if so, if that's your source, Chayve Kris does not me, in case of Chayve Karis also, there also you should, Chayve Karis does not me, Chayve Karis not me, Chayve Karis also, you should not be able to give Malkus. So my Amr, what did you say? She'imas Tshuva, if he does Tshuva, he'll get the Karis tag off. Hashem, yes. Now, however, right now, he didn't do tshuva. So, how could Rabbi Akiva tell me you give the guy malchus? Right now, he has karis on him. How can you give a double jeopardy? You're giving him karis and malchus. That's the Gemara's question. Fine, so let's see. We're going to get to the answer in a second.
The question is that how can he use Rishonos? If he uses that, word to prove that you don't get a mako.
Good.
This is based in the continuation, you shouldn't be able to harvest it.
Good.
That's the question.
Good. Right? Perfect. So let's see Rashi. I think one last question. Let's see Rashi for Rabbi Akiva. Rashi for Rabbi Akiva.
27
lines down. 27 lines down. Something about that. Fine. It's basically a course with where we started today from Rabbi Akiva. Fine. So let's see Rashi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. Kiva under Omar, since you said, I ata mechaiva, you are not. I means you are not. I ata mechaiva, you are not chayiv. Mishum, because of Shtei Rasha, there's two witnesses. We can't give you double jeopardy. So chayiv krisas nami. In the case of krisas akaris also. Lailoku, we shouldn't give him malchus. The haba hold. There are two wickednesses, there are two punishments on you. Sha'adai, because still, Einish Karis, I love the Einish, the punishment of Karis is still on him, the tag of Karis is still on. So if you have the tag of Karis, we shouldn't give you lashes. So my Amrit, what did you say, Rabbi Akiva, Lishinuya Hakusha, what do you say to answer? Lishinuya, to answer Hakusha this question, you told me, She'imasu Tshuva, if he wants, he could do Tshuva. So Hatam Shinasalamail, the reason that you gave above in the beginning of the page, Shahu Yacha Liftar, that he's able to make himself Pater Liftar es Atmai, he's able to make himself Pater Menakaris Ayyadei Tshuva through Tshuva, has to be us. Now, however, Adayin still, Loishav, he didn't return. So, and the Atamayel Kewan, you are whipping him, you are hitting him, but Oid, what is still, Aynish HaKaris Alav, still while the Aynish of Karis is on him. So right now, there's still the Aynish of Karis on him. So how in the world could you hit him? If that's really a svara, I don't like your svara you said earlier. So basically, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, we don't understand your svara earlier. The Gemara basically asked the question, Rabbi Akiva, we don't like your svara. Comes Rabbi Avo, and he defends Rabbi Akiva. He's telling us, Rabbi Akiva really had a better shot why he said that. Why Rabbi Akiva himself didn't say that. I don't know. He's saying, Rabbi Akiva really, his real source that he knew that you don't give karis and malchus, if you're getting karis, you don't give malchus, from a different source. Usually you can't get double jeopardy. You can't get double jeopardy. There's no such thing. If you're getting debts, you can't get malchus. So why can you get karis and malchus? If you're getting karis, how can you get lash? It's from a separate lima. It's from a special gzeir shava, which was passed down from Ish Talmud, from Asher Rabbeinu through the Rabbein, that taught them this halacha. It's a gzeir shava. So Amar Rabbi Avo, come to Rabbi Avo, and answers for Rabbi Akiva, to help out, to defend Rabbi Akiva. And he says, oh, well, fine.
Or maybe you just made a blanket statement. You don't get to...
He said why on top of the page. He said, if you're going to do it by Chayv Karis, he said you can't get to. But he said on top, the second line of the Gemara, he said, Rabbi Akiva said, Chayv Karis Shmuchal Arbach Zerban. Because if you do Tshuva, and he gave a whole explanation to himself. He told... But now...
He said, why did it not?
Yeah, so the Bach, as the long ago, the Bach that answers this question. The Bach Aleph goes... It usually changes gears, but sometimes he gets Pirushin. If you look at the guys of Bach Aleph, he asked me, he had the question... what's going on? You tell me a whole svar that do tshuva. He didn't do tshuva now. It's not a good svar. Good? Rav Okas is a new pshat. So why did Rabbi Akiva say this pshat? So I'll go to the Bach. We have Tara goes through a whole pshat. Why? Rabbi Akiva, he really did mean this. But anyway, for now, let's go for simple and learn simple. Yeah, the guys of Bach Aleph, you'll see when you learn that he answered this question. But for now, simply, let's just see what's Rav Avo's answer for Rabbi Akiva. How does Rav Avo defend Rabbi Akiva? Amar Rabbo, Rabbo said, Beferus explicitly ribs the Torah, the Torah included, like, Chai de Christus Lamalkos. We explicitly included cases where you get cars, you still get Malkos. So even though you never get Double Jeopardy, over here you do. Yeah, even though you never get, over here you do. Especially because there's over here, you do get Double Punishment. That's a good idea. Why? What's the pasuk? The Gemara, Gemara means we learn. Whenever it says the word Gemara, Gemara, Gemiri means we learn in the Gzeir Shavu. When it says we learn, means we learn in the Gzeir Shavu. So the word the Gemara means we learn, meaning in the Gzeir Shavu. The word Le'enei mi Le'enecha. What's the Gzeir Shavu? It says one word over here. It says another word somewhere else. So we connect that, we make a connection. So it says the word, so let's see Rashi. Rashi means the Psukim. Let's say Le'enei, but Rashi Le'enei. It says, they should be cut off the before the eyes of the nation. That's what it says by Karis, the word Ene, like the eyes. It says by Malchus also, the Psukim write, you should whip your brother before your eyes. So we're trying to compare Gzeir Shava, since they're the same word over there, and over here, to teach me that all Karis get Malchus. It's good? So far, so good. Everybody's happy. Gzeir Shavah is very simple.
Can we say it's an exception?
It's an exception to the rule. The rule is that you never give jeopardy, double jeopardy. Bestin does not give double jeopardy.
Originally was that you can't do two punishments.
Of course. Aye, so why could you give Karis and Malkus? Could there be a special exception to the rule? It's a special limud, Gzeir Shavah, that taught this to us as a special limud, and it's an exception to the rule. Correct?
For Rabbi, to support Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, in Rabbi Akiva, yeah, good. In Rabbi Akiva's rule, it's an exception to the rule in Rabbi Akiva. So is that again? So fine. It's Gzeir Shavah. So we make Gzeir Shavah from Karis to Malkus. Good. It's good. No, so that's Gzeir Shavah. Fine. Very good. However, the Gemara says it's interesting Gzeir Shavah, because why do you also make Gzeir Shavah from Mises Bestin to Malkus? Of the entire no double jeopardy. There also said La'enei Malaynecha. You can also make the same, a very similar Gzeir Shavah. Now, really, this Gemara's question is a very interesting question. Because we know all Gzeir Shavas are in the Torah. They're passed down from Rebbe to Talmud. So if I tell you Gzeir Shavah, you can't ask me to make Gzeir Shavah differently. There's no such thing. How can you ask me? You can't ask me such a thing. Correct? If I have Gzeir Shavah for my Rebbe, can you ask me? He's not making it up. So you can't. It's not like my own Svara. It's just Gzeir Shavah came from my Rebbe. So how can you ask me to make a different Gzeir Shavah?
Both Gzeir Shavas based in the same. I know there's one that's different, but are all four.
Three different Pesukim.
Three different, right?
Three
the second one's still using one.
Yeah, it's the same one from Malkus.
So
that's another problem, but it's another. It's not such a problem. That's a hekesh. That's why hekesh. You can't. That's you need punning for. If you want, Gzeir Shavah is mustari. However, it works. Whatever the Gzeir Shavah was. But anyway, the Gemara is asking. So really, it's very interesting, Kasha. How do you can't ask to make Gzeir Shavah differently from his Rebbe? So they bring
maybe
that.
Says, why didn't you make this Gzeir
Shavah? I can't. It's not from me. It's whatever my Rebbe says. From Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, but if you have the same exact Gzeir Shavah.
See, so what do you mean to say?
Meaning, if you have the same exact Gzeir Shavah, how can you say that it's in one way and not the other?
Maybe your Mistar is a little off. Meaning, maybe the Gzeir Shavah went for both of them. I mean, maybe what your Rebbe meant was, maybe you misunderstood your Rebbe. That's the way they say the Pshat. Which means, at the end of the Mesechus Brachas, there's a klolim on how to learn Pshat. Anybody wants to learn the rules of Pshat. Mm-hmm. At the end of every Mesechus Brachas, there's something called klolim, what's it called? Klolim. Ikriya Shah, something that you can learn this stuff. I had to learn Shas, and it goes with this. So this question they ask over there, they say, how can sometimes Gemara ask to switch Gzeir Shavah a little bit? Gzeir Shavah is a Masar. So instead of there, we don't really need to switch Gzeir Shavah. We mean maybe you're Masar, maybe you didn't understand Gzeir Shavah correctly, because that is very weird. The Gzeir Shavah should only be very only from this that narrow. If it could be also the same exact Gzeir Shavah somewhere else, but our Gemara says no, it was only like this. So the Gemara is asking, maybe you didn't, you missed your Masar in the Gzeir Shavah. Maybe you didn't really understand your Masar in the Gzeir Shavah. You really you can't change the Gzeir Shavah. Good, so again, the Gemara said, why are you making Gzeir Shavah only from Karis to Malkus? We should also make Gzeir Shavah from Mises Bestin to Malkus, right? And tell you there also, you could also give double jeopardy, right? Why? Let's see the Gemara's question. Matzlo Rabbi Aram Amal asked the question on Rabbi Avohu. If so, if you're learning, you can give double jeopardy out of a Gzeir Shavah. Chayv Misa's Bestin Nami. The cases of where you're Chayv Misa from Bestin also. Nigamaram, you should learn that. Like same words before Gamar. You should learn the Gzeir Shavah from the word Me'enei Mi Le'enecha. It says the word Me'enei by Misa's Bestin. instead of the word la'inecha by Malchus. And let it teach you, Mises Pesach against Malchus. Why can't you do that? So why can't you make the same Zer Shava? So my answer is no, it's different. It's not the same exact word. The more answer is done and we could judge, le'ene means le'ene. If it says le'ene, we can make a Zer Shava to the word le'enecha, because it's very similar, le'ene, le'enecha, right? When I say, you could not le'ene me from the word le'enecha, right? Because it's le'ene, le'enecha, it's similar. The ain't done in Mis Karas to Malchus. Good, perfect. So Karas to Malchus, I can make a Zer Shava and tell you you get both. The ain't done, you cannot judge me'ene from let me le'enecha. One word says me'ene from the word le'enecha. So me'ene le'enecha is too much of a jump. That's not included in the Zer Shava. So le'ene to le'enecha is good. Le'ene le'enecha. It's almost the same word, just a chaten. But me'ene to le'enecha is too, it's too far. You can't compare the words. You can't make Zer Shava. Good? But that's what I'm saying. Okay, of course, the Gemara is going to ask on that. The Gemara is going to have a question that the Zer Shavas aren't always exact. But anyway, that's the Gemara's answer for right now. So again, in Karis to Malchus, we have Zer Shavas. So if you could get double jeopardy. Correct? But he says, best into Malchus, we don't have Zer Shavas, so you can't get double jeopardy. We go with the regular rule. No double jeopardy. So if you're getting Misa from Best and Death from Best, then you cannot get Malchus.
So right now, are they Kiva? Are they
all Bibles? Explain to Rabbi Akiva. Everything's good right now. Right now, we understand Rabbi Akiva. Good? So let's see Rashi. Any Rashi there? Yeah, let's see. Nigmar Me'ene. We say, you shall learn from Me'ene from Misa's Best into Karas. The chsiv could have said by way of the kacham, as someone who served them with the zara. Imit may enei ha'eda nesel l'shkoga. If from the eyes of the congregation is stumbled shogun, but dear, the halacha is they get misa from bestin. So compare that, make exer shav to Malchus. Kamar says no, it's too far of a, it's too far of jean pashkech. Right, so whatever can we
do?
Where? I think it's the things on the Gemara afterwards, on the Gemara later. Yes, on the Gemara later. Whoever wants now.